Hi, everybody. We're here again in BBS land, having a wonderful program. We'll be starting shortly here. And we're on Friday, and tonight is our paranormal night. And the date is July 20th, 2012. Well, that means anything to anybody? Oh, I don't know. If our co-host is on, Kathy. And are you out there, Kathy, tonight?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on bbsradio.com, station 2. Callers are welcome. Maybe you have an experience you'd like to share with Ron and the listeners. I've posted the toll-free number in the fast chat. I'll just read it out loud. 888-429-5471. And there are other numbers listed on page station 2. So please do call in if you have an experience you'd like to share. Over to you, Ron.
I'm here. So let's do a emotional clearing for people who've had a problem during, what they're going through maybe during the week here. And here we go. Think of your situation that you had, may or may not like, and we'll see if we can release it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, think again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh boy, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So let's do a clearing here for pain for people. If you have any pain in your body, it's good to help you out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. So let's just see how things are going there. I also do a trauma release. Got any trauma during the week of something? We can release that for you. So, of your trauma that you may have had. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. What do you think, Kathy? Anything else?
Let's see, you did emotional release, physical pain, and a clearing for the trauma of the pain. So that covers that, I think. There's a few other requests here in the fast chat regarding timeline crashes. Janice is asking if you could possibly do a space-time crash, on cancer issues.
Okay, we'll see here. Here we go. I can only do a few of these, so let's see what we can come up with here. Let's just do one for cancer cells. We'll see if that can help. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Let's just see what's happening here. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that space-time crash for cancer, Ron. I know Janice requested it, and she's done quite a few timeline crashes for cancer. So I haven't done that, but still I felt that space-time crash a little bit in my head. Now, some other people are commenting that they really appreciated the pain and trauma release that you did just prior to that, that was a good release, and they really felt it. It felt really good. Now, there's another request for a timeline crash from Liz, and she's noting the dates, 7-20-2012. She's wondering if she could you could timeline crash those the dates, I guess today's date.
Okay, so we'll do the 7. So here we go. Timeline crash in the 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do the 2 and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then we'll do the 2 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there. Oh.
Okay, Janice saying she has a lot of yawning from the space-time crash. Thank you very much. And Sharina, a rather new listener, has written a request into the fast chat, which she's written, Ron, alien attack clearing, please. Perhaps, Ron, you could just describe the alien attack removal clearing to her a little bit.
Yeah, we have different types. There's different ways you can go into to get rid of the alien energies. Some are just doing barcodes off of them. Some are getting, the barcodes off of you from them. There's different types of those. Another one would be like the alien attack page. That's probably the easiest one for people to connect to. And that one runs basically $1 a day, we'll say $30 for the month. And there's many different types of healings within that particular page. So remember, the aliens do more than one thing to us. To put it in a nutshell, they control our lives. Whatever you're doing, they probably have a finger in it. And unfortunately, they took away our free will. One of them is when you get attacked at night, and maybe you have a hard time sleeping. Maybe you're put out upon many, many timelines, and you're conscious of that, but you can't go to sleep. Maybe you're feeling the energies from those timelines coming into you. So these are like attacks done to your body. You might feel your body twitching. You might feel a jerk. You might feel pins being poked into you. It gets very negative very quickly when I start talking about this. You might see yourself on a timeline as a woman delivering a baby, which you may have had. There's all different types of things that people have experienced. So the alien critters are one way we can get things off of us. those live inside of us. So you want to get rid of the things living inside of you. They're energetic life forms as we see them or feel them, but they are physical in their own reality. So you have to realize that we talk about these as being energetic, which is wonderful and fine because we can't see them. But if we put on the special glasses, you know, if we had a pair of those special sunglasses or something, and you put them on, and all of a sudden you can see your body like an X-ray and look at these things moving around inside of you that you cannot see normally with the naked eye, then you may take more heed to what's happening because you don't want them to be inside of you. So we do those on the 8-hour calls, but you can do that also on the $30 a month alien attack page, and I think it's $10 a week. So if you're just kind of curious, not knowing what to do or not understanding what we're talking about, and you want to get your feet kind of wet, and naturally, I guess kind of wet is once you get them a little bit wet, then you get really wet because all of a sudden you have the realization that, geez, there's a lot of information here, and it might be very scary to the first-timer, but once you get used to it, then you realize that, yeah, that's why I'm still here. I'm here living because of them, and this is the way you can become self-empowered. So the alien attack page is for, you know, energetic life forms and also alien races that you know have connected with you. A lot of people know the races. They may have visions. They may actually have seen different alien races coming around in their bedroom at night when they are kind of like half here and not, you know, half and half, half here, half somewhere else. And all of a sudden you open your eyes and you see maybe a short gray walking at you. Maybe you see some other type of alien. Maybe you see yourself on a operating table somewhere. I mean, it go, like I said, very negative very quickly here is what I talk about. All this is real. And so the alien attack page is a good place to start at. And then we have the barcodes that attach to us. Remember the old saying, Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Well, that's the aliens. They set you up to come here with your natal chart from your soul family. So, Lord giveth, and you're here. And then they go, well, we want them out of here. So then they find ways to cause your physical body discomfort, harm, car accidents, etc. And eventually you leave because it's so miserable you want to get out of here. I'm sure that there are some people that have died that had a great life and they love it, and all of a sudden they just died. But I think most people that we're kind of used to, you see them hooked up with machinery by, you know, the doctors, the hospitals, and they might be miserable for months, and then they finally die. Well, that's part of the alien agenda, too, you know. And everybody wants to kind of save and hang on to their last breath here for some reason because they're afraid to go to hell. That's the bottom line is. And there's no heaven. So all of a sudden, because the heaven that you experience is hell. So you're living the duality of hell here in this prison planet. So, of course, you're probably afraid to leave here. You know, if you're kind of brainwashed by religions, then it's a different situation. But still, bottom line is, where do you go and what do you do when you're no longer living? Who takes you away? Where are you? Well, there's books out talking about, you know, people who had near-death experiences. The body died and came back to life again. They kind of prompt you that, oh, yeah, there's the other side out there. And, but really, where do you go, you know? And if you know that it's bad here, is it worse where you're going to? So everybody is afraid to die, so they do all they can to live for an extra week or so for some reason because they don't want to have that experience of the unknown. And that's probably the way it is here. And unfortunately, you know, I don't think there's anybody bringing back the actual details of what you go through in that process and the brainwashing and, you know, everything else. And then if you have the belief system of some of the religions that if you don't believe a certain way, then, boy, God's going to get a hold of you and you're going to go into this place with all this fire and the pitchforks and everything else. And, man, that's awful. Think of that belief system. So, wow, did I believe enough? Maybe I needed to go to church one more time to be saved. Because I forgot and played hooky one time, and now that's haunting me. Now I have guilt. Maybe I didn't do the right thing. And my name on that list for hell, is the devil going to take me? So that's the whole thing. And this is all the alien agenda, you know, to torment you. And they get more energy off of you. That's the whole process. So I don't know if I answered the question exactly what you wanted me to say or what needs to be said. You know, if there is more, let me know. But that's the whole thing is the Alien Attack page, $30 a month, has helped a lot of people. You do feel like your body's jerking at night. If you've ever seen a little baby in somebody's arms and they're holding it, the baby's smiling. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it starts wiggling its feet and trying to out of the person's arms that's holding them. Well, they're under attack. Hello, everybody. I think we got a beep here. Got a beeper?
Yes, I heard a caller. Hi. You have a question for Ron? Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, I had a question for Ron about mind looping. And my opinion about mind looping, Ron, is that it's when people enforce delinquency in a family system or in a business. It's mind looping. They keep on, because they have maybe they have a secret, and they keep on dumping on other people, and they don't want it to come out to the light. Maybe if they would bring it out, it'd probably be just, nobody would really care. It'd just drop it, and they'd be free. Like a lady may have a secret with her father. A man may have a secret with his mother. But when it comes out, nobody really cares. They drop it, but if you dwell on this thing, mind starts to loop, go through these loops, and they hide these things, and they destroy free speech or activities with one another. Then an employer would not hire somebody because he'd say, well, we want to build the business, not destroy it, and we share knowledge with one another. So that could be a clue there that if you could put on a psychic billboard that instead of dumping on people, that you could share information with one another, and it's okay to share information with one another, then that may heal that situation. Or maybe, I think Ron talked also about family imprinting, courting, removal, and sibling stop, and to do that healing too. And Yanosib, Yanosib, and this would be a good clearing too, to heal something like that. But hopefully people would want to have an interest in their heart to want to clear something like that and release it so that they could be free and set other people free so they could talk and share information with one another too. So I'm wondering if Ron has any opinion about that.
Yeah, boy. I'm sure that people that have situations like that will also draw other people to them that might be secretive. And so the whole thing is how much energy is on being secretive between a couple of people and not actually sharing. And do they need to share? But it feels like they're putting up a big block of energy, and that could disrupt the relationships. So, the psychic billboard, it would be good to just clear yourself of what you're dealing with in a situation. Remember, if two people are being secretive about something, then there's a lot of blocked energy there. And what, you know, you want to get that out of you. Otherwise, you know, it could cause an illness. And along with that, you're bringing in people into your life that's secretive, so you may not have a good relationship because that premise is running your life, and the mind control energy is attached to it, doing the same thing. So, yeah, you probably want to get it out of. Maybe not out of the open, but at least get it out of your life, out of your consciousness, and you know, walk away from it and get a healing on it so that you can have a better life. Otherwise, it's holding you captive and you know, in basically in prison with this energy. It doesn't matter what it is. It's still going to affect you some way. And so it's just the way life is here, I think. Everything seems to start off with something that might seem kind of innocent, but then it kind of has a life of its own. And then from there, you start bringing in more energies because you're activating more DNA. So what could have been innocent of doing something, as, you know, when you're younger, maybe as a child, you know, maybe for some reason you kicked a cat and then you realize that you shouldn't have done that. But then maybe entities came into you because you kicked a cat. Now you got to kick people. And then it gets worse and worse. And finally you get older and now you're you know, a monster. And, you know, what kind of conditioning is going on? So you do want to try to forgive yourself, but you want to get rid of those energies. So hopefully this, you know, can help somebody out there. But the whole thing is you're running the past. It doesn't matter what happened to you when you were a child. You didn't get rid of it. It's with you now, and it's running your life now. That's the main thing. It's haunting you. That's why the whole lifetime emotional clearing is so good, to get rid of the energies from your past. And then if you, you know, need more than probably the feeling body and the mental body, but the emotional one for your body's sake is the big one. Whether you sense or feel any energy working in you or not, that's the way to get rid of stuff out of your body so that you can have a better life. So remember, your mind cannot mentalize, think about, or even know about emotions. It doesn't relate to them. It just tries to figure something out. And you can't figure out emotions. And people try to do that all the time, but it's still an emotional thing, and that emotion is in your body. It's blocked right into your body, plugged into it. You want to get rid of these energies. Otherwise, you know, you know, wind up in the hospital like you're probably, maybe if you're older, you start seeing movies about people that are plugged into different types of equipment and things, and you might be sensing that's far for you on down the road, and it might scare the hell out of you, and you might say, I don't want to do that. Oh, have you had your emotional clearing to maybe give you some longer life? And the emotional clearing very possibly could do that. Whole thing is, where are you, and what's controlling you? We already know the aliens are doing this throughout your life, and you know, what you're resonating to during this lifetime is what got brought forth from your ancestors in your daily life. You know, by being in judgment, just don't stop, go learning how to live here, and that's the theme. So you want to get rid of your storyline, your theme of your life, so you can start over again. Well, thank you, Larry, and back to you, Kathy. We'll see if we have any questions or anything on the fast chat there.
Yes, there's a few comments relative to the alien attack clearing you were discussing prior to Larry's call. And Micah says she ran the alien attack clearing, which resulted in a big difference and peacefulness. And Spirit wrote, the alien attack clearings helped eliminate pinprick abductions at night. Now I can sleep.
That's great. Very, very
and
good.
Yes, the person who asked the question, Sharina, she's a relatively new listener, I believe, and for the benefit of her and other new listeners, we might want to mention, Ron, that the alien attack removal clearing is listed on the okay,
color,
it's listed
line.
Under listed under recommended clearings. It's called alien attack removal.
Okay, we'll bring the caller in at number 3 line, okay?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is that me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay,
on
thanks.
The air.
Ron, This is Sharina. I have some just basic questions about how to run the timeline crash and the space-time crash. I'm a little bit confused by the web page. Can I ask this question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so now if I run the timeline crash, there up to step 20 is checked off. Part 2, step 21, is not checked off. At what point do I do that part 2, step 21, and part 3, step 1 and 2? Like, for instance, I'm running sadness, and I say I run 20 sadness. Am I supposed to do part 2 and part 3 after each one of those 20?
Yeah, or I after would do those after 20? Each set of 20, yes. Uh-huh.
After each set of 20. Okay, and then would that be the same situation for space-time crash, step number 18 and 19 and the optional step? You'd do that after every 20?
Yeah, that would be good, too. Uh-huh, same thing.
Okay, and then you would do, for instance, step 18, run it, then step 19, run it. Then optional step 1, run it. Optional step 2, run it. Is that the way you do that?
Yes, you got it. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Earlier in the show, Marie R. was inquiring if the soldiers might want to visit us.
Well, that's a good one. I don't know if they have time. I myself haven't really had contact for months. So I don't know if they wish to do that or not. You could probably ask if you want to bring in the group that you're working with, if you are enlisted, and they may want to visit you. Tell them to stay for a while and then leave. They may want to have some R&R maybe outside of your house or something there, if possible. It might be a neat thing to even ask them. They may not even be prepared, you know, or able to do that unless you request. So that is kind of a special way of bringing them around you. Yeah, I don't see why not to ask them to visit you. To be there. If you have a problem, then you could request them, the one that you're working with anyway, say, hey, I got some problem here with I think aliens doing this to me. Can you guys look at it? Maybe they may be able to do that. Just depends what they're doing and what mission they're on. Okay? Typically, they will, and I'm assuming this, that they're going to look after you best that they can because you're one of them. So it's kind of like the old saying, the three musketeers, I think, all for one and one for all, if you guys remember that. So that's kind of the way I think it works. And they need you as much as you need them. So being in the same group, have that kind of like the oath there of camaraderie with everybody. So they're going to help you if they possibly can. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. And regarding timeline crashing, there's some interest being expressed regarding timeline crash. Maybe you can expand a little bit on it. For example, how many people live on timelines? And then approximately how many clones become eliminated when they're crashed?
Well, everybody's on timelines, so I could probably say that you're safe to, you're on at least probably 1,000 or more of those at one time. So that's the first thing. As many timeline crashes as you can for a particular situation that you're dealing with. That's the main thing. And then from there, maybe just see how the energy is working out with you. And what was the other question?
And then are clones removed? If so, approximately how many? Are they eliminated?
Well, when the clone gets released from you, then that clone is released, and another alien race can come in and bring in another one. That's the way they work. And so all of a sudden, you know, you're continuously having the clones come in. That's why we do the special call for decloning on Thursdays. And so once they leave, another one comes in, and it just keeps going and going and going. And then eventually, the subject matter that you're clearing the clone out on, the energy there, eventually may leave. And it's something to see people say that they have lost pain from their body when they had pain before after doing a few of the clone releases. So it's hard to say how many you have. Just keep doing them until you feel, you know, better with your life. And if you have an issue, keep doing it also until that issue seems to be kind of dampened a lot. But they're going to bring you the situation. You live in that situation for a long, long time. And remember, the last clone that leaves gives and hands off like a baton to the next clone. That's how they make the next clone. So you keep getting rid of them, and eventually the information, the data there will be no longer available. That's why you want to keep on doing timeline crashing. So, back to you. Kathy?
Okay, Ron. I
see another
heel.
Another beep our way, looks like.
Oh, good. Is there a caller? If so, caller, go ahead. Do you have a question for Ron?
Yes, Ron. I'm sorry. I called yesterday, but I wanted to ask you something today. It's actually, it has to do with what you just talked about, the clones. Now, do you know the word synchronicity? Even though people think that's a good thing, I think that's a mind-created, I believe it's mind-created, because if you want validation, you had said this once, that if you want validation, of course the light of the dark will give you validation, so that that's what you asked for. So it just will, and so I believe that's a mind-created parallel life you just created. So then once you do that, that's when clones can come, right? When you go into parallel life, they have to give you a clone, because there's no way you can be in more than one place unless... Except for you, like bilocating, but that's not what we're talking about when we do this.
That's very good. Yeah, the self-fulfilling prophecy there to validate your experience. They'll probably say, "Oh, this person needs some more clones. They're asking for this here." So yeah, they probably start creating more timelines for you so that you can have an experience, because you're looking for that experience, wondering if it's real, wondering if it's true. You know, and so they will give that all to you. Wow, neat way.
Okay, then, Ron.
Very good.
You really created my list of hearings. You still have not created the mind-created past and future lives. Even though I sort of said the dream option is a mind-created version, but now I really feel strongly, I really think you need to create that one finally so that I can purchase it and start clearing more clone stuff, because I'd like to be able to do that without waiting for Thursdays.
It's a mind-created clones, huh?
Yeah, the ones like you do for the past lives and the future lives. Why can't you just have them create that one? 1, 2, 3. It's all. I know that you've done it. I've asked you to give us a sample, and I've always felt it. So maybe you should actually see if everybody feels it now. If you have, can you do that clearing right now? Maybe
okay.
A mind-created.
Okay, so why don't you say what the clearing is going to do, and I'll clear it, okay?
I don't know. Like, whenever, even if I'm creating things, I still think that I'm using my mind, and even though I would love to believe I'm in my heart when I'm making a creation of anything. So, I don't know. Like, when I'm even, like, wishing something to happen, that's, to me, like, visualization, to me, that's a mind-created parallel life I just did, if I did that.
Okay. So, here we go, everybody. See what we can do for this here. And count to 10 and just see how you are sensing, feeling the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, heavy 4. Oh, boy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How's that, Pauline?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Like my throat is bothering me right now. Can you timeline crash, mind create anything to, I don't know if there's such a thing. I was going to put that in my timeline crash, but I figured I'd let you start it off, and then I'll keep going after that.
Sure, okay, we'll do a timeline crash then. Here we go.
Mind stuff.
Uncreated timelines. This is what you're doing yourself. It'd be like daydreaming, you know?
Yeah.
Make it real.
Well,
here we go. One.
Ron, isn't visualization a form of mind creation stuff?
Yep, it is.
Okay.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go, everybody.
Ew, my throat hurts.
Okay, so just keep going with it.
I think. It's something to do with the soldiers. I know you haven't been in touch with them, but if I need to, I believe I signed up during the 4th of July recruitment. I'm not sure if I'm fighting it, and I don't need to ask you because I know that since you haven't been in touch with them. But I wanted to know if tomorrow there's something happening in my neighborhood. Now, I live in Flushing, Queens, and that's where the World's Fairground used to be. They're actually doing a new version of World's Fair. I looked up this information to see who's going to be at this event. It's going to be a lot of New Age people from what I'm seeing. I didn't feel good when I felt the energies on that website, and I'm like, oh, no, that means I need to do something. I was timeline crashing, but I believe if I could ask my whatever fellow enlisted soldiers, all I have to do is ask in my heart. And if any of them want to join me to help me clear out that space and make sure the aliens don't invade my neighborhood, is that something that I can do as an enlistment soldier?
Yeah, you could try that, yes. I would say yes. That's what I would do. I don't know. You know, like I said, you don't know what they're doing out there. But, yeah, they could probably help on adjacent timelines if anything tends to want to come through from the beyondo into this reality here. So, yeah, that would be good.
Either that or I could use the space clearing, maybe, if I pay for the space clearing and make sure that the light is there and then they won't be interested in coming.
that could also be another way of doing it.
Okay. I just realized I could do that as well. I was gonna just try to get my energy there, but I said, I don't really know if I want to be fighting all of that energy. I just wanted to just do it from afar if I could.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
One last question. I have a friend that just let me know they have problems with, I didn't even know this for a month. My friend's been having like a really serious illness, and I think this has to do with what you had said, that something was coming down the pike and that you warned us and we did the nano clearing. Is it possible? She actually wanted to come on the light ship, but she can't even stay up till 10. So I know that is not possible for me to do an absentee for her, so I was going to pay for her nano clearing, and if she can't do it on her own, can I do it for her, like on my machine when I know?
She knows that you're doing it,
yes,
and that you're doing it there. Yes, that would work fine.
Yeah, and she's checking in. I'm checking in with her, making sure her feedback, getting feedback to make sure I don't give her too much, you know, healing, and she doesn't, she's actually lost so much weight. She's going into surgery. Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And, but I will say we have a cancellation on our Thursday show. The gentleman that is in charge of the program that we go to on Thursday nights for a show, he's having some health concerns, and he can't stay up until midnight. So our last program was last Thursday. So we're looking into maybe seeing what options we have, what we can do for maybe another talk stream show. We'll find out. So anyway, so that show will no longer exist. So anyway, that's where we are with that. Back to you, Kathy.
Sharina was asking if she can do other clearings at the same time she does the timeline crashes.
Boy, I'm trying to think here if that's advisable. Probably could. I wouldn't do too much that interacts with you as far as things that could upset you or move a lot of energy in the body. That's what I'm trying to say. So you probably could, but some of those clearings, you could bring some peace energy into yourself or something. But it just depends how much you're doing and if it's going to affect you. So I'd say give it a try and just see, you know, how your body's doing. Sometimes some people try to do a lot and they don't feel it for, you know, at first, and then all of a sudden the next day they're kind of like tired because they actually did too much. So it's kind of up to you. I don't think the timeline crashes are going to do that much harm to you by having other clearings on or vice versa because you're being taken off of timelines. But you may want to actually feel, you know, the aliens leave you. See, I would want to do that. I would want to feel them leave me as I'm working to see how much better I'm feeling. So that's what I would suggest. Kind of hang in there and see what's going on. You may get some ahas. You may find something else that you may want to do a timeline crash on as, you know, these guys leave you. So back to you, Kathy.
Another question from Cindy. She's asking, what's the impact of aliens being on fast food commercials? Has she seen them on TV? I haven't seen that.
I don't know.
Aliens are advertising fast food, I guess.
Well, it's, no, it's, just remember, what they're advertising could be you in a year from now. Okay. the human burger. Anyway, I'm laughing here. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, we've had a couple requests for body issue clearing. One is from Mina. She's requesting a stomach clearing. And also, Marcy had surgery, and she's currently in the hospital with the computer, but no sound. So she's on the fast chat. And she's been expressing a request for entity clearings because she's in the emergency room or she's
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and it's on her back and spine. And with Mina was her stomach.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. One, two, and I think we had a beep also. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's just see if that's helped, and I think we have a beep there. We have a caller online.
Yes, it's Josephine from New York.
Hi.
Hi, there.
Could you turn your radio down, please?
I'm hearing my voice in the background. Maybe you might want to kill the audio on the computer.
Okay. I've done that. Just to help the woman that was asking you about doing the timeline,
yes.
Part two, and then part three, she's thinking, if I understand correctly, that you do part one first, and then part two, and then part three. However, you had said to us, as long as you can check all of them, then you can do it all at one time.
Yes.
Okay, she didn't understand that. She's thinking you have to do each one separately.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
You had
that
one
is
said,
correct, too, yes.
You had one said, yes, once you can check all of them, then you can do it all at one time. I just wanted to relate that to her.
Okay, that's good, yes.
Okay, thank you.
That could speed up the clearing a little bit, couldn't it?
A bit. That's what we do. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling and filling in the information there. That's great.
Okay.
Oh, anything about paranormal tonight? I looks like we must be
no.
Leaving us here. No paranormal. We only got probably 5 minutes, 6 minutes to go here, so
No paranormal anything. Some people are asking if you would ever go back to a Friday night Q&A conference calls.
I'll have to think that one over. I'll think that over, okay?
Thanks. So let's see. Yeah, some people are asking, did you say no more Thursday radio show? And yes, he did. Ron did say that.
Yes, as of right now, this moment, yes. If I can put something together, maybe we'll have one. So just check back. If I do something, I'll send out an email to everybody. So if you're not on our email list, you can do so. Just go to the website and fill it out. There's a place to click on there. And I think you enter your email in twice. And it goes to our email list. Oh, anything?
Another question, yes. Q is asking, should we also remove a barcode for mind-based manifestations?
Boy. Might try that. That might not be a bad idea. Rats. Yeah, possible. Possible. I just hate to personally get more clearings that people have to do. Got so many now that it gets to be overwhelming. Yeah, as you people bring something up, that is very good. You know, that one could benefit. But man, it's, I don't know, for me it's just more complicated. And even the first-time people who come on, you know, there's just so much there that it could be a little disconcerting, but, you know, to read all that stuff. But what you want to do is the basic stuff that we have there. And then from there, go on and look at the other clearings that there's so many of, which may or may not even affect you. So you want to look at them to see which one you may need. But I think some people may not fully understand that you probably need about maybe six clearings to really help yourself out. And if you look at all the other ones on there, they missed the boat and get the wrong, I won't say get the wrong clearing, but may go into a different direction. Because a lot of the clearings that we have is only designed to be used after you have your whole lifetime emotional clearing. That one clears so much stuff off of you. Well, back to you, Kathy. We maybe got 3 minutes to go here, I think.
Ron, do you suppose that the barcode removal that you have on the website for problematic recurring barcodes could be applied in this instance, that they could just put in mind-based manifestations since that is recurring?
Yeah, very possible, yes, uh-huh.
So you already do have a clearing that Q could possibly apply to her or his question.
Yes.
Okay.
Like it.
Good. And Q is also asking if the generic seventh generation clearing would help.
If you have to go back that far, yes. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
As not everybody needs to do a lot of stuff, but you have to do something. Once you get started and you kind of like navigate what you're doing and what seems to work best for you and what's needed after the basic clearings. So there is a lot of benefit to some of those clearings, especially if you have to go deeper. That's why the seven generational ones are on. Well, let's continue our paranormal. Maybe we'll have something tomorrow night coming up here. We'll go to the light shift and do some more paranormal investigations. Oh, I got about close to like almost 55 after, so I'll just say thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Kathy. Thank you, callers. And we shall see you later, everybody.
Thanks for all the clearings, Ron. Good night, everyone.
Hey, good night.